it's raining. I'm going to go get the mail out in the rain. Step out there. It's their way coupon for a free Monster Taco. Who am I?
Let's talk about that. Like, yeah. How much money does it cost to close down Six Flags on a Saturday?
Yeah. A lot of coins.
So they were at Six Flags?
I'm saying, I don't know other amusement park. Magic Mountain? What's the parks out here, Wanda? Disneyland?
Either way. There's a spot called Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Y'all familiar with that?
Yeah, we know
that's
that
a little smaller.
About $40 a person to get in?
It still would be expensive to
do that. Yeah,
see? This time of year.
That's what I'm saying.
It's called Scary Farm, so this time of year. But, I mean, if they can't really go to the amusement park if it was just them two, right? If it was still open. So, to be honest, that really was the only way that they were going to be able to go. You know what I mean? I mean, I see them just being friends, to be honest. I do know he's been managing her for a minute now, right?
Okay.
It's been a second. Mm-hmm. Vince over here feels like it's a date. Get over here, Vince. Stop. I feel like they have something in common right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends. That's what I feel like. Because right now, the last thing you want when your marriage is broken up, especially as public as Nick and Mariah's has been, I don't believe that he wants to get in a relationship. And I don't believe that for her either.
Yeah.
Vince, agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Okay. I told you that was an option.
It's an appropriate answer.
That's a date you go to
music park. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, I'm like, didn't we go to music park?
But wait. Exceptions. I think it's a different, that was a different time. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the problem with
music.
What?
They just always, get lost in the cloud. That's a date.
You shut the park down for Tamar?
No, we went to the park and went to sleep in the movie theaters. We had a good time.
Ooh.
Wait,
AKA,
it wasn't that. We just fell asleep. We were tired.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Tracy G, what else you got?
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, so Jada Pinkett Smith, she was up here a week ago, and she was speaking very highly about her children, as she always does.
Yeah.
She mentioned that both Willow and Jaden are back to focusing on their music. Now, Jaden, he's on currently on the Times list with 25 most influential teens.
I could dig it.
Yeah, so I don't know if this, like, sparked some audacity where he felt comfortable going on Twitter and opening up a challenge to all of his fellow rappers, where he put out, "Dear everybody who can rap better than me, please show me." Now, I know it's hard to take a 16-year-old seriously or whatever, but he's trying here. He's in the hip-hop game.
Right.
So take a listen to this new record he's got. It's called Melancholy.
And I guess we just are melancholy souls. That's why we spit these melancholy flows. Wear these melancholy clothes. Bring this melancholy everywhere he goes. Everywhere he goes. Man, you guys are just some rich kids. How dare you call yourself the misfits? Hope you get coals in your presents come Christmas.
Now, Vince, I gotta go to you first because you passed on the last question. It's only fair. You're a producer. You worked with everybody. Platinum selling, multi-platinum selling artist. Is this a hit for your professional ear? Melancholy.
Melancholy.
I'm not a producer.
I mean, it's somebody's kid, so I'm not gonna really go there, but.
Okay.
I don't love the record.
Right. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah. But we're not going to diss the kids. So we all agree because your kid just FaceTime
y'all.
Hey,
everybody's somebody's kid. Yeah. FY is all. All right.
No,
Here we go. Now listen. Some of y'all might know this and some of y'all don't. Some of y'all might get with this and some of y'all won't. But listen. Let me hear my tone. Here we go now, check it out. Drop to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Be the pipe, I pick a flip up, cause who rapped the rock? And I can still flip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic mic not tie me no more. DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of these and swing like a man on a fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the right show, please. Yeah. Ha. So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Place
that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise. Now let me clear my throat.
With escrow, damn. But your honey ran away like presto, alakazam. Man made the money, money never made the man. You still faking tests, throwing rocks on a hand. See, you put your back down, now you need no brown rock roller. What's...
Man, I took her from a bus, from a bus. Niggas keep talking like they know something. I slide on your bitch like she hoes up. Don't panic, don't panic. We're just getting started, nigga, don't panic. Real niggas getting kited. Watch the fake niggas hide. Don't panic, we're just getting started, nigga, don't panic, we're just getting started, nigga, don't panic.
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
Good morning, Shay 45, this is Audrey from California. I'm calling in listening to Tracy this morning, and my vision statement is strength. I work really hard and go to school, and it is so hard, and every day I ask God for strength. So that is my word for today. Thanks. Have a great day. I love being a citizen. Bye.
New message.
What? Yeah, my name is Colin Morris. I'm in New Jersey somewhere, and yeah, I hooked up with a girl in a classroom, which I lost my virginity in, and the janitor came and knocked on the door when it happened. It scared the fuck out of me.
New message.
Hey, Heather, this is a great topic. I lost my virginity to a 35-year-old woman. And the thing about it, it was my friend's mom. I went over to his house to play some basketball. And I went inside to get a drink of water. And her bedroom was by the kitchen, and I looked around the corner, and she was in her bedroom masturbating, and I was trying to get back outside, and she saw me, and she invited me in. One thing led to another, and all this and all that. But my friend thought I was gone home, but I was in there having sex with his mom. Oh, I love this.
New message.
Hey, Heather B., this is my story. This is Richard F. May. My uncle's girlfriend told me if she caught me in her daughter's room, she's going to cut my balls off. She did. She caught me in a room, man, and fucking chased me down the hallway. I ran in the bathroom. I was so scared. My uncle fucking was in his bedroom laughing like a bastard. It was horrifying for me. I'm 13. Have a good day.
New message.
Hey, Rich Richard up in Paris, Maine. I just called just to let you know with this one.
What?
Amen. Thank you for your... your voicemail, citizens. We always like to play it back at the end of the show. If you don't get through with us live, 888-742-3345 is the number. We started off the show today, TGIM, thanking God that it's Monday and hashtag making it happen. Started talking about our vision board. Tracy G, what's your word?
I think my word is either going to be faith or resilience.
OQ, what's going to be your word?
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck in the interns.
I tell them all the time. A lot of you guys out there are blessed with the opportunity to do something. Yo, you're supposed to be at 1,000% every day you get an opportunity to do something great. All this half-ass shit, and you're wondering why you're not where you're supposed to be. Yo, blame yourself. Look in the mirror.
Word up.
Look in the mirror.
Word up.
On that note, OQ, you're starting your vision board today. What's going to be your word?
Success.
Oh, that, see, that's for OQ. DB, what's going to be your word, DB? Yo, DB, by the way, the Chelsea Film Festival, congratulations. You did that this Wednesday. That was really big. February's coming. We're going to see you at Sundance. I'm putting that out there for you. That's motivation. DJ Wonder, would you like to share your word?
Threesome.
That cannot.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Trinity for DJ Wonder. And, of course, my word is clarity. Just going to get clear on a lot of things, how we're going into the new year. It's coming soon, y'all. So make sure you do that. Remember your vision board for the day. We're going to talk about it when we can this week and see how you're moving towards your goal each day. God bless. Be safe. Be well. Tomorrow's show, Michael Rappaport. Ooh, Remy, from Higher Learning.
It hurts.
Malik, you think you...
It hurts. Fucking monkey.
That's tomorrow's show, citizens. Make sure you go to SwayJuniverse.com and check out all new things according to Sway. Tomorrow, have a good day. Bless y'all. We have nothing. My earpiece fell out. What to say?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I guess Sway must be out.
Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up. Turn me down.
My vision board word is headshots, and then that's crossed out, and then it just says, "Moonage, bro.
Brooklyn, stand up.
Never been a nigga this good, but it's long, it's hood. Or this pop is hot, or this strong, with so many different flows. This one for this song, the next one I switch up. This one will get bit up. But too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't. Paint pictures, they just trace me, you know what? Forget what they love. They hold down from and try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, I'm not a writer, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only big enough my brother, big enough my barrel. I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel. Plus, I know my own flow is foolish. So it brings and things.
I think it's really fucking crazy that they end every episode of their morning show by playing this song. I've said that before, but I'll say it again. I continue to think it's fucking crazy. So, like, every morning at 9, you can hear this song. I kind of thought that when I signed up for satellite radio, that I would try out Howard Stern again after like years and decades, you know, like decades since I've listened to that show regularly. But I haven't really ever. Every time I listen to it, it's like, oh, this is terrible.
Clinton would make a good president. The three of them share a passion for the job. Now, I know what you're going to say.
That's the 101 because I'm on the West Coast. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You come around going poorly.
What?
I think you were just insulted, but I'm not sure.
Fred, you're more boring.
I can't find a skunk. That's what I meant to say.
Fred, you're more boring than Ventfest.
All right. Yeah. That's an insult.
Not y'all, it's Dr. Robin.
Sorry, Robin.
All right. Okay, guys. Free fall round is a disaster. All right. Well, Robin.
You need to go to Fest, Eric.
All right.
Whatever.
You and your friends. Let's go. Got you in the bag, like half a Philly, and your ass ain't Lily White. That mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or you blowin' silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn, if I don't brag, the crackers gon' act like I ain't on the ass. The Martha Stewart that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not doing it. In fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. One, two, but I won't stop abusing it. Groupie girl, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach room. Met all my dogs, but I'm trying to leave it to your friends. Yeah, trying to leave it to your friends.
Oh. Mustard on the beat.
Parked out front in a Range Rover. Coat white, so tight, game over. To the block, up to the bank. Car full of girls in a blue Mustang. Mow y'all caravan. VIP modeling hand, bottling hand, wobble again. I make it crack in the back of the Benz. We're cracking frame on the highway. It's me and Wiz with a dirty dug, about to have Liz. Was they cousins or was they twins? I love it when they both go all in. Like that, this one and that one. See, he wants the cute one, I want the fat one. I'm looking for a Jennifer Holiday.
I got all these chains bought up, and I got all this drink bought up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Can't live with all my dogs, but I'm trying to live with you and your friends. Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, the Howard Stern heyday was like the early 90s. And then I think they started playing Howard Stern out here. Like, you couldn't hear it. It was just, you know, it was in New York and it was syndicated, but there was no West Coast or no Bay Area West Coast affiliates that were carrying the show. And I want to say in 94, one of the rock stations started playing it and I started listening to it. And I, you know, it's like I'd seen, like, Howard Stern had done pay-per-view things. There was like a Miss America, Miss Howard Stern pageant. It was like goofy. You were like watching, you know, of course, like I was 19 years old at that point. So, you know, like, weird boob show is, that's, yes, it's very appealing. It's when you're 18, 19. So, and he did like a New Year's Eve pay-per-view also that I remember ordering and liking. Like, you know, like Private Parts, his book that they kind of adapted for the movie is really good. Like, it's really interesting. Like, he just has like, there's just a lot of interesting little stories about all these different celebrities and all this different stuff that he's, you know, that he had done as he rose through like the ranks of radio. And the tactics and the things that they would do when they became number one in a market. Like, they would go and hold funerals for other DJs when the ratings would come out that showed them ahead. They would go to Hartford, you know, like, whatever towns, I guess, and just put on these big events, and, you know, and it just sounds fucking crazy. You just listen to it now, you just, it's like, even then, even by, like, 94, you're like, yeah, but it's fucking radio. Like, what do you, it's like a bum fight. Like, who cares who's number one? It's radio. And, like, by the time he kind of got on in San Francisco, like, those days were sort of over. Like, the, you know, those sorts of battles had been won. He was already very well established and huge, you know? So, I don't know. It was interesting. Like, I would listen to it, you know, but it was on real early, and I wasn't working at the time, so I didn't have a good reason to get up that early. So, you know, sometimes I'd wake up early and listen to it. Sometimes I wouldn't, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It never seemed like that. It never seemed like vital. You're never like, oh, I need to listen to Howard Stern. And then, you know, when I started working, I just didn't, you know, didn't really have any need for a radio show, a morning show, really. And, you know, like, the internet was getting bigger and bigger, so just, like, radio in general was just, like, why, you know, why listen to the radio? I remember, like, being really interested when, like, they first made the announcement he was going to satellite radio. There was that element of just, like, oh, man, he's, you know, it's gonna, like, be this, like, super unchained crazy show. But, you know, I don't know, like, whatever. Like, they can swear now. If anything, like, they were probably, like, a little more creative when they couldn't swear, if you think about it. Oh, man, the accident on this off-ramp. That car is facing the wrong way. And as he got bigger and started doing more and more stuff, like, in I guess, like, more of a mainstream way or something, I'm not really sure what the right way to... But, you know, like, you know, he was out there. He was... They made that movie. They did all that other stuff. And, like, increasingly the show became more and more about Howard Stern. And not about who he was interviewing, and not about, like, oh, these prank calls, or we're going to do these comedy bits, or, you know, like, it felt like it just became more and more focused on, like, here's Howard Stern talking about Howard Stern, and, like, at some point, it was like, there's nothing interesting about that.
five angel heads on my neck all froze. Intervisions, interpretations, watch what you hear. I wore the last watch in the leer. Ask Jacob, ask David, ask Eric and Jula. Ask Beth in Jersey when I bought my first Mueller. I got a watch in me.
Real nigga for real, yellow feet from beat on the billy. On my mind, on my wish, me that track. It's but my...
Are they doing this countdown? Like, I'm kind of interested in a countdown of the hot shit. Oh, yeah, I guess that's... I guess that was, in fact, part of it. Kicking around, huh?
Turn the mic up. and witness them. Never the like sunflower seed gel. See these scales got a weight of heavy like free wheels. And I sit on these snails that are sneaking fell in a weed smell. Nigga, the tree fell. See how they Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and the email. Talking, I'm sick and got them shook and I'm banging the weed cell. And they cripple. See, I cook like I'm slinging a weed cell. And I triple grand and book them and charge them like females. Oh, see, well, these niggas already know the way that I fuck shit up. I just got details. The case is shut. Your bitch remind me of placement. My condemnation slot is coming down like she was a basement fob. Swell up this shit like I'm sticking snakes in the gun so gracefully and graciously. I'm painfully waiting niggas up. Ragged all of these niggas in attacking like apes in the cut. I'm waiting for the taking while I break niggas' neck like a bracelet. Fuck. It's kind of like me having a case in a truck and drinking till I'm blasting around to the rage and the cut. Keeping them open and blacking until I'm leaving them stuck. I got a hammer, you're in a towel and a bomb chasing it up. When I'm chasing them up, these funny niggas be chasing they luck. I be lacing them up like hoes when I'm pushing and facing them up. Missiles are flipping off the live wires till it's circling back around. But more fire for me to mount the brick surface and back us down. When I light up shit, then I cause a quick burst of gas up around and circling the shit. This ladder clicks people to make them scatter. Listen, ain't for the way I shatter, splinching a part of the matter. Your head up off your shoulder, head bullets bigger than a shoulder. You break them and they know what I said. And the way it's over, you can easily get your ass kicked. See me and Jenny together, we quizzy like Big in a bomb and then Randy's kicked like a pasty bitch. That's it. And a couple of idioms suggesting you pay me, don't meet me with a smash. Like a crazy Israeli. Bastards. Well, I bite my feet up and I'm starting to heat up. Yeah. I'm chopping your foot off, now I'm smiling, I'm putting my feet up. Black. Back to the hood and off to the wild, and I'm hoping you protect the crowd. And I've been lacking out so long, nigga, you're asking if the hook can die or not. With the beat is frying, I'm frying.
Ready on the right. Ready on the left. Ready on the left. Ready on the right. Ready on the left. Ready on the right.
This tirade, it just might make you sick. So irate with this migraine, it's just like a fucking Friday. It's my mind scrambled, I'm late. Narrow-minded, but go through such a wide range of its emotion. With my rage, it's gotta squeeze through it sideways. I just don't hold up in Clive Davis's driveway with his personal memoir. I say, and he's five raving and 9-8. It's 9-8 and it's right making and cry rage and arrive naked and cry straight. This ain't right for rage, yeah, you be crying, yeah, cause here I wait. Did the world just pee on my leg? And should I take it as a sign, maybe to take him back in the time? Shady. I got like a sore thumb, so I gave him the finger. Take the attention away from my stinking face and spring. Change the whole complexion of the game. Speaking of ink, when I'm replacing the kink and the crazy, you're wasting your ink.
Rainy day traffic.
What you may be facing, you better make a distinction.
Sucks. Yo, this sucks. I'm wrong. I'm going to yell at this car. Hey, this sucks. And all you might go, yeah, I know. You're like, cool.
Son,
huh?
Yeah, I hit my
smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught your chick. I probably smirted that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down.
I think Bobby Shmurda is a funny name. Shmurda. Sirens. I can't tell if they're part of this rap song or not. Probably something on the other side of the road.
Harder than a bitch. Halfway to the number one song of the week. It is number five.
Five.
We got a young brother that's
dead.
Terrible. It's a terrible song. Step over here and listen to Bobby Shmurda again on this other station. Shmurda.
Stress is
The question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest? This oppression, they punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still hold the ones without possessions, a message I stress. To make it stop, study a lesson, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks his questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep the essence. The power is in the people and policies we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you be stranded and things don't go the way you planned, dreaming of riches and a position to making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't want to listen. If I'm insane, if the fame made a brother.
You make it
I sound with evil.
I never listen to these fucking electronic stations I have in my presets. I should probably just swap them out for, I don't know, the kids' stations.
Yeah.
about the rest of that countdown. Okay. He's rocking very loose pants. I believe it. Action Bronson seems exactly like the sort of guy that would rock some very loose pants. Problem is, you get those loose, you know, kind of flowing pants. Ride on a motorcycle, you know, it's gonna get caught up in something, ruin your pants, maybe ruin the motorcycle. So you're gonna ride a Harley off into the sunset. Like, I just, you know, like, I'm no motorcycle expert, but very loose pants seems like it could be like kind of like a little dangerous.
Simple and plain, give me the lane. I'll throw it down your throat like barbed wire. You see my. era all day, every day. I am Rev Run, and this is Backspin on Sirius XM.
What up? This is Dr. Dre.
Hello, Dr. Dre.
What's going on?
I would like to go to your party.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Monday. Dre, it's Monday morning. Hello? Doctor? 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 This doctor does make house calls. This song is not very good. As I train, I niggas jump on the brain and maintain the lead blood stains. So don't complain, just chill. Listen to the beats I spill, keeping it real enables me to make another meal. It's a song, I can't remember who did it, but I want to say it's called Who Been There, Who Done That, and it's like the guy who ghost wrote this song and Been There, Done That, and some of the other Dre stuff of this era, like calling out Dre for stealing credit or something. It's like it's a really weird track. The motherfucking DRE, I'll keep their motherfucking heads ringing. Which I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like Dre has ever been particularly shy about using ghostwriters. So it's just a kind of a weird thing. Doesn't write his own lyrics. Like my Smith and Wesson, I put the mic, which nigga trying to turn up. Hit you with the hurtful fucking truth like Sojourner. Motherfucking microphone eater. Spitting hot shit, hit you door with the heater. Wouldn't want to be a this lyrical for eaters. Got jacket balls. I'm sorry, this man just say he's got lyrical fajitas. Served on one of those weird hot slabs you get at the Chili's or the Chevy's. Flow sweeter than vanilla. Tell these haters be the King Jackson Twitter. I'm the nigga that you see when you in the mirror. Say my name 5 times, this what I deliver. It's the motherfucking nuke that I'm dropping. Take these lyrical fajitas and push the sour cream to the side and get some black beans or something to put in there too. Maybe some rice. I don't know. At some point, you're just kind of making mini burritos. Mini tacos. I don't know. Coast, nigga. Pro ever in your area. This a motherfucking nuke that I'm dropping. The world in my pocket. Kick you out your continent. Always drop hot shit. So where the flow get constant. And I won't stop till I reach twice conscious. Nigga. Niggas know. Niggas know. Jeezy song again, isn't it? Oh, no. What? Come on. F- fuck out of here with this bullshit.
You already hit me up, but also I definitely want to continue on with a lot of your requests. I told you I got a lot of those, so I'm gonna drop one on you right now. It's Big Crit and pay attention.
Yes, hello, DJ Nina 9. Could you please play that hot new Big Crit joint? I'm a big Crit fan. I'm a critter. All we're a million strong critters out here. We love Big Crit. Big Crits, yellow numbers popping off the enemy when you shoot him instead of the white ones.
Smoking mirrors.
Shut up, Big Crit. They never play the right version of I Got Five on it.
Get mine, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me, who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shay. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, B.I. Chuck just
rolling down the street, talking now, sipping on gin and juice,
laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, talking now, sipping on gin and juice,
laid back,
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to tangle break. And a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off a bit and sit my cup down. Sangaree and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping. I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raging the box of cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you, hoes. I'm out the dope. And I'll be
with Jason Ellis.
Stay tuned, friend.
Oh,
St. Joseph's Skittles Hippocratic Oath Jam. At the Pennzoil Pavilion.
Also, the Babs and Debbie and Iggy and Rita.
Packed with a baby.
Katie empowering you right now.
Fighter Morrison.
Fighter with a Y.
On.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. Fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar.
Nope. So I will see everybody later. Have a good Monday. Today's Monday. Have a good Monday. Today's Monday.